You're listening to Around Comics, Season 2, Episode 8, I Draw Comics. Back to Around Comics. This is Sal. I am joined today by two very special guests, Mr. Ryan Stegman, Marvel artist, Fantastic Four artist. Hi, Ryan. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
And his partner in crime, at least on the project that we're going to be talking about today, Mr. Matt. I call him Rocco Morocco.
Yeah, childhood friends call me Rocco. That's good. It takes me back.
We are doing this very special episode. It's a very special episode of Around Comics today with these two gentlemen because they are working on a very cool project that I think you, the listeners, will be interested in. It is called I Draw Comics, and it's a Kickstarter campaign to develop a art-type sketchbook thing. Well, why don't you guys tell us, what is the project?
The project is basically to kind of combine, like, so there's blank sketchbooks, and then there's comic, you know, how comic artists will release their, you know, hot sketches or artwork they've done, or there's also instructional comic books. Like, this kind of tries to bridge the gap between showing you what's great comic book art and then how to do it kind of with a sketchbook also. So it's like, it gives you all these things in one. It's kind of like a sketchbook and reference guide.
Yeah, and basically a sketchbook workbook is the best way to describe it.
So it's something developed for artists to work on their own works and also to use it as a sketchbook. I mean, every artist should carry a sketchbook around, right? I mean, that's
right.
So it's sort of combining those two things of having a sketchbook that you can work in, but also giving you ideas and examples of what to work on, right?
Yeah, very specific examples of what to do and how to do it, and, you know, provides a direction because, you know, you can read a lot of these reference guides or, you know, how to draw comics that people put out, and they don't really, it's hard to know how to practice the things, to put the things that they suggest into practice, and this gives you, like, very bite-sized lessons that you can then try and put into practice immediately inside the same book.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like an interactive workbook. It's like having a textbook that you can, you know, kind of sketch inside, and by the end you've got, you know, this all this work you can show of where you started to where you are now.
So tell me a little bit about how you guys got together on this project, where the idea came from, and, you know, how that all started out.
The idea came from, I released a similar book called I Draw Cars about a year ago that was, you know, kind of the same thing where it's people want to learn how to draw cars, but there's all this complicated perspective and proportion and things that it's common that people struggle with. So, you know, we developed a book that would help you learn how to draw cars. And it was, you know, it had a certain outcome of success. So Ryan is a childhood friend of mine. I went on vacations with his family, and he's obviously, you know, a great comic book artist. So he was the first person I called. I didn't hesitate.
Yeah.
What, Matt, what's your background? You know, you said you had developed a book on how to draw cars. Is that, I mean, where did that come from? What is your background, and how did that evolve?
My background is industrial design. So, I do product design, consumer products, stuff like that. And going through industrial design school, I kind of had wanted to draw cars, and that's what inspired the book. Like I really wanted to draw cars, but just wasn't good enough to do it. So I chose a different path. But you know, it inspired me to come up with the thing, like, why isn't there something that teaches me how to draw cars better than just a book full of, you know, hot sketches in it? So that kind of inspired the book, and me being an industrial designer, I guess, inspired the whole idea behind having, you know, a sketch reference guide that you can carry with you at all times, because, you know, designers, like artists, should carry a sketchbook with them everywhere, whether they do or not.
Well, yeah, and I you showed me the prototypes you had back at Wizard World when we met, and I was really intrigued by it because Ryan had told me a little bit about it, but I hadn't seen the actual package or finished product. So I was a little surprised at the size of it initially. You know, I guess I was expecting a larger book, but then once I sort of understood the idea behind it, of it being a sketchbook, it made more sense of the, you know, the size that it is, because it's more your common sized sketchbook. I don't know what size is the book at. It's
roughly 6x9. It's meant to be A4 size when you open it up, because that's the size, that's commonly the size of most scanners. So when you open the thing up, and you know, to scan your sketches, it'll fit perfectly into most scanners.
And yeah, and going through it and going, you know, just briefly that I was able to take a look at it, it definitely was something that interested me, because I'm a amateur artist. I have throughout my entire life tried to become a better artist, and I've read every damn book on drawing that there probably has been published. And I don't know if any of them, you know, have helped or not, or, you know, a lot of them are the same kind of information, and you go through, you know, anatomy, and, you know, here's a, you know, how to draw a figure and how many heads it is and all that kind of stuff. And, but a lot of times it's not, you know, it's hard to understand that from sort of a static, perspective of you just reading it, as opposed to what this looks like of, you know, examples, and then, you know, the ability to sit down and actually work on those specific examples.
Yeah, that's funny that you say that about the reading all of the books on drawing, because that's, you know, whether or not I am an expert on drawing comics, I'm definitely an expert on reading books about how to draw comics. So over the years, I've kind of amassed, you know, like there's certain books that I think helped me more than others. And that's, you know, I was able to take that information and apply it to what, you know, at the very least, it's the type of knowledge and learning stuff that has helped me the most.
Now, are you thinking that, you know, about how many pages are in it that are work pages that you're actually going to, you know, sit down and draw on, or how many, I guess, would you call it, how many?
Sure. I would say over 100.
Easily. Oh.
There's around 100 and over 160 pages in this little book. So, you know, only so much of that is instruction and example. A lot of it is, you know, pages with the templates Ryan has designed that we want you to work, you know, work within and sketch over.
So is this something that you would think, okay, I get one, I go through the whole thing, and I do all the work examples that are in it, and then is it something that you think people would want to get another one, or is it something that you figure if you go through the thing, you know, you're going to learn from it, and then you can, you know, kind of take that in whatever direction you want from there? Because I almost see like going, okay, I'm going to do this one, and then, you know, I'll go through the whole thing and fill it all up with sketches, and then I might actually want another one and do it again, that kind of thing. But I don't know. Without actually doing it.
I've thought about that it would definitely be an interesting thing to, you know, do it early, you know, cause you're going to get better, and it would be an interesting thing to, you know, put it in to do all the practice one time, and then, you know, try and apply that, and then like later come back to it. Because that's the way that I've kind of operated with all the instructional books that I like too. You know, the better or the more understanding I get of drawing comics, the more I can even understand the instructional books. I remember one of the first books I bought was George Bridgman's Guide to Human Anatomy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that one is like, that's really advanced stuff for a beginner. And right. At the beginning, I didn't necessarily get it. And then I went back to it, you know, maybe a year ago, and I completely understood what he was saying, and I learned a lot from it. So it might it would be an interesting thing if somebody were to do it, you know, twice over their, you know, learning period to see the difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've gone through the same thing because, you know, I've read everything that has come out trying to learn how to be a better artist, and there's been things that I didn't comprehend, or it didn't make sense, or it didn't click with me at one time, and then, you know, I'll pick up some other book and it kind of has the same information, or, you know, but maybe it's just told in a little different way, but my perspective on it is different at that point, and all of a sudden it makes sense, and it's mm-hmm. like, wow, oh yeah, now it all kind of makes sense. Or, you know, not at all, but you just have that enlightening moment of, oh, mm-hmm. okay, that's what they're trying to get to you, and it changes what you're doing, you know. And I know, yeah. you know, every artist sits there and goes, and, you know, I'm sure you've done it, looking back at the stuff you did 3, 4, 5 years ago, mostly with despise probably, and to, yeah. compared to the stuff you do now today, you know, and it's like, that's what I'm sort of wondering, is if it's going to turn into that kind of a thing. But I'm, as an artist, I'm really interested to get my hands on one of these things, because I'm always looking for ways to improve, and, you know, to have someone, you know, a lot of times you get those workbooks or you get the how to draw books, and it seems like to me it's like writing books.
Mm-hmm.
There's hundreds of books on how to write a novel or how to write a screenplay or how to write whatever, children's books. And it's usually the only book that the author has ever written is the book on how to write them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like they make a great living on writing books on how to write books, but none of them rarely are actually successful authors. So it's interesting, you know, to have a professional industry comic book artist involved in this that is, you know, at you know, working for Marvel, doing one of the biggest books on the stands, Fantastic Four, and then, you know, having all that insight put into this book along with the package, you know, as one, as a sketchbook. Mm-hmm. I'm really interested in getting my hands on it. But what do you guys feel like it's going to help, or it's going to do the most for artists? Give us a little more information about what is actually in the book.
Go ahead, Matt.
Okay, sure. Well, we start out with, I think, what logically a beginner would want to know, which is basic, you know, totally basic comic industry background stuff. Like, what's the anatomy of a comic book? Like, what's some common, you know, comic book terminology? What are the parts that make up a page or a cover? We go into, like, what are global publishers? We go into, you know, convention dates, illustration school, stuff like that. You know, just basic, like, background info on the comic industry that you can reference. And then we go into perspective. We show 1, 2, and 3-point perspective, and there's examples. And then you're provided with templates to sketch in and practice your perspective. Then we go into proportion. So it's, you know, male, female figure with all the landmarks and all that necessary information. Blank template. Sorry, I'm just going through the book right now. So after the proportion of figures, then we go to faces. So it's male and female. Male faces, you know, laying out where the eyes go, where the nose goes, and the proportions of that. We throw in some 3D sort of head templates to practice sketching faces in three dimensions. Then we go into composition. So foreground, middle ground, background, you know, you have to practice depth. So, you know, I think Ryan can actually speak to these parts, the composition and the layout and the storytelling stuff.
Yeah, the it goes, I mean, I just try to, so the composition, I try to give you the tools to understand how to make a pleasing image so that your stuff doesn't look all jumbled, because that's a big hurdle for a lot of people. They just want to keep adding stuff, and they don't understand how it works in space. And yeah, we have a section on storytelling where, you know, we offer the, you know, the just the understanding of layouts. But essentially, the whole thing is a primer. I would hope that somebody would be able to pick that up, and if they completed the whole book, that at the end they'd at least have enough of an understanding to make and draw their own comic. Whether or not, you know, they're good at it yet is a different story, but the ability, they will understand 3D space, how to draw figures, how to compose their images, and how to lay out a comic book page, and how to tell a story. So it's all those basics, just to get you through to that first thing, so that then you can really go from this book to practicing your first pages, or even, you know, if you're already doing pages, it can make you better at the pages that you're doing. But, you know, it's hard at the beginning, at least it was for me when I was doing sample pages and stuff, when you don't really know all the things that you need to know. And so you're constantly like having to stop drawing and go and try and learn something completely new to in order to achieve the images that you want. And so this just gives you all that stuff so that you can get down to the meat and potatoes of practicing, which is drawing your own pages.
Is it is it geared specifically towards, you know, like superhero comics, or does it matter? Is it you know, just sort of general enough that it doesn't matter what type of comics you're drawing, or, you know, is there a preference?
Since I did the templates and everything, I'd say that it, for the most, like, it's probably leans towards superheroes, but it's stuff that applies to all types of drawing. You know, like the drawings that I did for it were superhero drawings, but I would say I don't think that any of the lessons are specifically superhero. They're really just broad overall lessons.
Yeah, like I think that you know, a designer, like an industrial designer, could pick up this book if they wanted to and just practice figures. A lot of times we need to put bodies or, you know, figures into a scene to, you know, establish scale, or someone holding an object, this to be very valuable for them. Or even, you know, concept designers, people who you know, character designers for movies, like entertainment design, like people who are already professionals, this gives them a space to, you know, practice character iterations with the templates, so it'll always be in proper perspective. Like, they can practice a ton of faces. You know, it definitely leans toward comics, obviously, but I think it's applicable to a lot of different professions.
That's something that isn't really talked about all that much either. You know, a lot of times people just go, "Oh, well, it's comic book art, or how to draw comics, or that kind of thing." But, you know, there's so many things that are similar between, and especially nowadays with the different styles of comic book art that are out there, you know, between animated style and manga stuff, and, you know, different character designs, whether it's concept art or all those things that are intertwined in a lot of different ways, and you can learn from all of it. You know what I mean? You don't have to just study comic book art to be a comic book art. You shouldn't, you know, I would think you would agree with that, Ryan, that you should study all types of different art.
Right. Well, the thing with drawing comic books is that in order to be able to draw comic books, you have to be able to draw everything at the drop of a hat. You know, like, it's not like some days I look at the script and I've done layouts. It's not like some days I can say, "Well, you guys are going to have to rewrite this part because I don't know how to draw that." You know, I don't know how to draw a car, so I can't do this page. It's like, yeah, the drawing comics is kind of the art of drawing everything. So when you learn how to do that, it's applicable to any type of art.
Going back a little bit to, you know, what you're saying in the beginning of the book about, you know, giving you sort of reference information about just general comic book knowledge, I think that's a really important thing, because, and I've said it before on this show with other artists talking about it, it's like I was in probably my 20s before I actually saw a page of comic book art, you know, the actual production piece of art. I didn't even know what one looked like. So trying to draw that, you know, like how did it even work? I didn't understand it. It didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I was drawing everything on like, you know, 8.5 by 11 copy paper, and guys are working on, you know, 11 by 17 Bristol board, and I'd never had seen that. So that's I think really valuable information for people to get that initial information, that initial mm-hmm. understanding of it before you move on, because I mean, it's definitely in this day and age is a little bit easier for that information, mm-hmm. but still, even so, you know, it to have that there, I think, is a really good thing.
Yeah, no, Scotty and I talk about that all the time, that there was this, like, cliffhanger, when Cliffhanger was launching, they had this, like, ashcan sketchbook thing that all the artists contributed to, huh? And there was an Umberto Ramos page in there, and it was just, like, the first time that I had seen like a scan of the original art of a page, and he had these grids all over it, perspective grids and everything. And it was just like mind blowing. I was like, oh, that's how you do it. You can't just draw everything without perspective lines. And you know, like,
well, you can, it just doesn't turn out real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you're like, I don't know, Mobius or something, then maybe you can.
No, I think he probably had to draw it as grids.
Probably. Well, it's funny, you know, I still, you know, right next to my desk here where I do all my podcasts and everything else is still a bookcase of art reference stuff. And, you know, I just pulled off the shelf the How to Draw Comics the Marvel Way by Stan Lee and John Buscema, which, you know, was probably the first how to draw comics books that I ever remember seeing. Mm-hmm. And you know, still interesting, good information in these books, but obviously comics have changed so much since this time, and the style of drawing, and even this, you know, specifically the style of characters that are designed and represented in comics has changed so much. So was that something that you kind of took into consideration at all, of like, you know, making it of this time frame or this era of comics and making it more modern, or did you just, you know, want to stay away from any of that, you know, kind of time frame thing?
I wasn't really cognizant of worrying about which time frame it was in. I think Ryan might be able to speak to this one a little bit better, but I mean, personally, I just kind of went with what felt naturally as far as the contents.
Yeah, that book it holds up. I mean, it's everything in there is still, you know, amazing in terms of you know, early lessons for the comic book artist. Like, I still think about stuff that's in there. The only, you know, so the difference with ours is just that we provide the templates to work on, and the, you know, to understand how to practice, you know. But really, if I could have just done How to Draw Comics the Marvel Way as a workbook, I probably would have, because it's a great book.
I think I might go back through and read it again someday soon. It's been years since I've actually gone through it, but yeah, it definitely had, you know, tons of great information, and like we were saying, I probably didn't understand half of it, you know, that I might understand it better now. But yeah, the idea of having the workbook, having the pages there to be able to sit and read something and then, you know, practice them right then and there, I think is really valuable. And the size of the book allows for you to throw it in a bag, throw it in a backpack or whatever, have it with you at all times, you know, which I have to admit is not something I always do, is having a sketchbook. So so I think it's a great little package to afford artists the ability to really get better. So you guys, you're taking this to Kickstarter, and you're trying to raise the funds to to develop it, or I mean to actually publish it, I guess we would say, right? And when is that kickoff? When is that gonna start?
Well, we launch tonight at midnight. And then hopefully we can get some people chatting about it tomorrow, during the day, and generate some excitement. That would be great. And it goes for 30 days.
And what are you trying to raise? What's the goal?
Million.
$1 million.
We need at least $1 million.
That's just for Ryan, right? That's just
He wouldn't do it unless he got at least $1 million.
Wow, that's
Yeah,
ambitious. You
I know.
guys are
Prima
really
donnas.
okay. Well, is there? So, what is?
We're asking for 10 grand, which is exactly what we asked for with the I Draw Cars book.
Okay. Oh, so that was a Kickstarter project as well.
Oh, it was. Yeah.
Okay. So $10,000, and what do you have? Like, are there different varying levels of, you know, if I, what's it start out at? Like, what's my minimum to like get a copy of the book?
$25 gets you a copy of the book delivered to you in the U.S., along with a branded I Draw Comics ballpoint pen.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
And then after that you have different sort of incentives for additional donations, or it's not don't what it what the hell do they
Yeah,
call
they're
it?
called pledges.
Pledges. There you go. There you go.
Yeah. So they go up from there. We add stuff, different merch. We've got decals, and we've got hoodies, and Ryan's been gracious enough to pony up some of his original art, and there's a little limited edition Kickstarter only version of the book we're gonna put in there. So I mean, there's some pretty exciting tiers in there, I think.
Convention sketches.
Oh yeah, exactly.
I'll be doing convention style sketches for 10 people that pledge the amount.
Oh, very cool. Very nice. Very nice.
If anybody pledges it.
So, if anyone even sees it, no, I'm sure. I think it's gonna do great. I really like the idea. I'm gonna pledge because I want one. And I actually was starting to think of like, okay, well, where could you go after that? Like, there's got to be more of them you could make because I, you
Oh,
know.
I want to do more because, like, when I was working on this one, it was just so. It was almost like I was completing the workbook as I was doing it because I was making the templates. And it made me understand something, some proportion stuff, and just a little bit better. And so I was thinking, what if I did, like, an anatomy one? And, we could do all kinds of them. And
Sure.
really, it would be great for me, not only because it's, a good business venture, but the learning that I could do. I don't get a lot of time to sit down and do anything but work on the pages that I have to. So it would definitely, if I could squeeze it in, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I think it would be a great thing. I mean, even, you know, I mean, there's just so many different things like you were talking about. Like you have to be able to draw everything to be a comic book artist, and to be a working comic book artist, especially, you know, for any of the mainstream publishers, you have to be able to draw anything that a writer could possibly imagine, and that can be from the mundane to the fantastic, and so I mean, you could just take it in so many different ways. You know, and so many different, you know, concepts of comic book art, whether it's, you know, shadowing, whether it's, you know, I mean, you could do a whole book on just the different types of inking and the different, you know, whether it's cross hatching or, you know, drop blacks or, you know what I mean? Like all sorts of different things you could work on with that. So I think, yeah, I hope it does really well for you guys because I want you to have a whole library of them. Get some guests, maybe get some guest artists to do some templates and stuff too.
Hey,
Well, no, I'm saying if you don't have the time, if you
whoa,
don't have the time, maybe, you know, if it's too much, you know, you get somebody to throw in a couple of templates, special, You know, I'm just thinking outside the box, Ryan. I'm not, you know, nobody's going
right,
to. You well, get your this, you get your standard million out of everyone.
This interview's over. I got to go.
Yeah, this conversation's over.
Though me and Matt were talking already about, you know, we're going to cut you out of this whole thing and get some big names on these on this book. No, no, it's
finally.
finally, some, you know, somebody can sell something. No. I think it's awesome. I really am looking forward to it. I hope it does really well for you guys. I just, as you know, like I said, my own personal ambition to be a better artist, it's something I want to get my hands on and start sketching in. So I will be pledging right after we get, well, not after we get on off of this call, but maybe tomorrow I'll pledge. Is there a specific website we can send people? I mean, it's Kickstarter, but is there a specific URL for the project?
iDrawComics.net.
iDrawComics.net, so you can go there, and then a link to the Kickstarter where you can pledge.
Yep.
And you can, I'm assuming you can learn more information about it, see pictures, all that good stuff there?
Yeah, right now we don't have all of the detailed pictures up because we kind of want to save that a little for once the Kickstarter launches.
Sure.
When it launches, we're obviously going to have lots of detailed photos and stuff. Right now, it's just kind of a teaser image of the exterior of the book.
By the time this episode comes out,
it'll be launched. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then yeah. There'll be all sorts of stuff on there.
And I guess that's it. I don't know. Was there anything else? Did we cover everything? I mean, was there anything else about the book you guys wanted to mention, or you know, was there any specifics that you want people to know about with it?
Hey, I have a question, Matt.
Sure.
After the Kickstarter, when are we launching the, like, when will we have the copies in and be, like, are we, go ahead.
So Kickstarter ends 3 days from tomorrow. It usually takes 2 weeks for the funds, assuming we get funded. It takes 2 weeks for the funds to go into the Amazon account, upon which time I will immediately send funds to the manufacturer to have them begin making books. The iDraw Cars book, we were getting, I think, 3,000 made at the time, and it took a little over a month for them to get here, to be made and arrive here. So I would say we're looking at a November release, roughly. I will keep people updated, but that's what I'm guessing.
That
we'd be able to.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, probably about November for the release. That's good. Christmas. It's just in time for Christmas.
Exactly.
So now
there's plenty of years here that would be perfect gifts for that comic lover in your life.
do you guys foresee like being able to have stock of this then afterwards? Like, are you know you're gonna have these available, or if say I was I owned a bookstore or something, or a comic book shop, that kind of thing, you know, is that something that I could order from you and have, you know, stock of in my shop, or is that even?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's, well, there's going to be a pledge tier built into the Kickstarter for comic book store owners to get, you know, 10 books and some stickers, some hoodies, like just the regular merch stuff. But it starts them off with 10 books to see how they move.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's going to be a manageable price, I assume. And then once the Kickstarter is over, yeah, absolutely, we'll be selling them on Amazon and from the web store on our website.
I think I'm going to buy two of them. I'm going to get one for myself, and then I'm going to get one, and I'm going to make comic book artists and Artist Alley at conventions do the workbook pages for me. I'll be like, do you do sketches? Yeah, okay, do this perspective drawing. for me in this workbook. I think that'd be kind of cool, actually, to have one of those from like, I'll just go to the same guy. I'll just bug Scotty at every convention and make him do workbook drawings for me until I fill it.
Hey, you got to get one for your son also.
I should get one for my daughter, my son. Both my kids like to draw. So, yeah, that's, yeah. Do you think it's, I mean, is it something you project that kids would be able to comprehend and use and, you know, at what age do you figure they could start working on that?
I don't know what age, but I'll tell you this. I mean, I would say as a 6 or 7 year old, I would have probably murdered somebody to have a book like this. I mean, at that time, I used to get those Lee J. Ames books where he would draw things step by step, but he would only teach you how to draw it from one direction. You know, you had to draw it exactly like he did. But anything like that, I would eat up, you know? Yeah. So I think that kids will love this, you know, just having the opportunity to play around. Because it can be, it's fun too. It's not like it's all work, you know? Like, it's just enjoyable to sit and fill it up. And
sometimes you just need a little bit, like, I mean, even, you know, I see it all the time with guys that draw for a living, and then it's like, oh, I'm going to draw something today, but I don't know what the hell to draw. You know, sometimes you just need that little bit of push, that little direction, you know, the kind of, you know, guide rails to get you going in the right direction, and then you can take off from there, you know. But if you don't have that, it makes it that much more difficult, you know, to get going and learn.
And stay motivated.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly. That's definitely a huge part of it, because I really have been in the last, you know, year or so trying to concentrate on becoming a better artist and drawing better. And, you know, I don't know if I have any aspirations at ever, you know, being a professional artist, but it doesn't matter. You know, that's not the point of it. Like, I just want to be a better artist. But it's so hard, you know, like, I'll go weeks without drawing something, and that's not conducive to being better, you know. Like, it's just, you know, you have to just do it over and over and over and over again, and you know, something like this, it gives you that, like I said, that guide rail to follow and a goal almost to help you get better as an artist.
Yeah, I mean, if you complete the book and you come out a worse artist, then I don't know what to tell you, but I don't think anybody's going to do that. I honestly,
you just give up.
How would that even happen?
Yeah.
If you become a worse artist after doing the book, yeah, you just quit.
I would say I'm going to go out on a limb. I haven't done any research, and I don't.
Plan to.
Yeah, but I would say that this book has a 100% effectiveness rate if you complete it, that you become a better artist.
I'm with that. Totally.
All right. Money, is that a money back guarantee?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, no.
Have you guys thought at all about doing a digital version of this? You know, with the, you know, iPads that are out, you know, the tablet devices that are out there now, I could really see this same kind of thing working as an iPad app. You know, having a workbook that you could work in with a stylus, and you know, those are becoming more and more advanced, the styluses, and where they work better with the iPads. You know, to have a simple drawing app, but with the workbook built into it, I think that could be something, some potential there. Maybe I shouldn't have given you that idea. Maybe I should have.
No, absolutely. I think that's something. Anytime I talk to someone about this book or the previous book, it's all, you know, people are always asking about the iPad app, or, you know, what kind of a digital version is going to be. And I always say the same thing, that you know, developing an app is an expensive thing to do. So yes, of course, that's something that we have in the back of our minds. So maybe it's just a matter of time.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Well, you know, like I said, guys, I'm looking forward to it a lot. I think it's a really good idea. I've seen the finished product, and it looks great, and I can't wait to get my hands on one of them and start drawing. So,
great.
Good luck with it. And I will be paying attention to what you guys are doing, and you're always welcome back on the show anytime. I hope that our listeners enjoy listening to you guys today, and you guys run out and fund this project. If you're an artist, I would suggest getting one, getting two maybe, I don't know. But go out there and support the project and make it real. And next thing you know, you'll be drawn Fantastic Four, right? Isn't that kind of is that a guarantee? Is that part of the
That's the money back guarantee we were going to make, is that if you complete the book, you will be guaranteed to be drawing Fantastic Four.
That's pretty impressive. That's awesome. Yeah. All right.
Oh, Matt, should we have talked about that before?
Yeah. I'm on the phone with my lawyer right now.
All right. So it's idrawcomics.net, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And follow us at i_drawcomics on Twitter.
On the Twitter page. And I know you got a Facebook page as well. And I'm sure that's all at the website there. All right, guys. Well, as always, it was fun talking with you guys. Is there anything else before we sign off? Anything we left off?
Every single person that listens to this should buy this for every kid that they know for Christmas.
Yes, exactly.
Also, my cat just ate one of my inking brushes while we're
talking. Awesome.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. All right. I draw comics on that. Go get one. Go get two. Go get 100 of them. I don't know. Ryan needs the money. He needs to buy a new gold inking pen. I think solid gold brush or something.
Yeah, solid gold brush. Now that my cat ate all my other ones.
And a new cat. He needs a new cat as well. Thanks again for listening, everybody. This has been another episode of Around Comics. As always, you can reach us at www.aroundcomics.com. You can email us at info@aroundcomics.com. You can tweet us at Around Comics. And that's it. Thanks again for listening. Have a good night.
Greetings, true believers. I'm Stan Lee, co-author of How to Draw Comics the Marvel Way, and creator of Spider-Man, The Incredible Hulk, and a whole caboodle of other comic book characters that my legendary modesty prevents me from mentioning. Now, I'll be your host and guide as we journey together along the rambunctious road to comic book artistry, which is to say, it looks like we're stuck with each other for the next little while. Now then, let's start with the basics and what can be more basic.
And wow, there's something amazing about that blue. It makes me want to step outside. I want to loosen my tie. Sweet Jesus, my heart is beating faster and faster. I'm palpitating, I'm sweating. I just can't help myself. I just can't help myself. Mana makes me want to run out. Mana makes me want to run out. Mana makes me want to rock out! Mana makes me want to rock out! So, I'm in the Pont de Deux, that's in Paris. And the French, they're far more laid back about their art galleries. There's little children running around. I see a piece by Matisse. That's my window of opportunity. I take 5 steps back, I put my head down, and...